Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News.
Good morning. Today's adventure in creation is full of floral fragrance and color. 1 Peter 1:24. Their glory is like the flowers of the field. Flowers lift the soul. Glory is equal to the Lord. Fragrance and color help our senses praise the Lord, our Creator. The beauty and fragrance of roses, lilies, and so many flowers touch our sight, smell, touch, and for quite a few, taste senses. What are your favorite flowers? It is July 1st, June 1st as I write this, and my yard is full of yellow buttercups, baby blue forget-me-nots, and when I was in fifth grade, I wrote a report about Alaska. And forget-me-nots were the state flower. They have always been one of my favorites, and here they are, growing in my yard. Many of the trees here have fragrant flowers at this time of year. Oh, the beech tree flowers are so fragrant and beautiful, and many other trees and bushes have lovely colors too. Lilacs that are purple, hydrangeas, blues and other colors, the red of Oswego tea, or the red Carolina lily. In 1 Peter 1:24, God says, "All men are like the grass, and all the glory is like the flowers in the field. And the grass withers, and the flowers fall, but the word of the Lord stands forever." Yes, flowers do fade. We fade. But God's word never fades. It is the flower of all flowers. So which flower is your favorite? Have fun exploring this summer and you can decide. For me, there are too many to choose from. Thank you, Jesus, for your beautiful array of flowers. From the lovelies found here in the Blue Ridge Mountains to the orchids of the Amazon rainforest, your flowers are a sight to behold. Thank you for those who plant them and tend them in your gardens. But your word, the flower of all flowers, is here for eternity. Amen.
Tune in Monday through Friday for Adventures in Creation with Miss Nancy, brought to you by the Blue Ridge Christian News during our devotion block or at 12:50 following back to Genesis.